Washington's craft beer scene is booming, but the people at Seattle's Pike Brewing Company are setting their sights even higher. They made a beer with 100% Washington ingredients, and with it they want to change the way people think and talk about beer. They're borrowing a concept from wine. Drew Gillespie has been working on the project for 3 years. He told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel what beer can learn from wine.
The varietal concept is really the focus point of this whole project, really trying to bring that terroir that wine really represents. The wine industry has done such a great job of connecting a sense of place and flavor and then also quality.
You use the word terroir. What exactly does terroir mean? What is that?
A connection between flavor and place, where you can taste the earth or taste the sun. It's that, you know, so common in grapes for people to really, oh, I don't, you know, I like this region, but I don't like this region. And that comes from the terroir, the earth, the sun, how many days of sunshine, what days of rain, really does create a different sense of flavor.
A few years ago, I guess this was 9 years ago, this was in 2006, the founder of Dogfish Head Craft Brewery, that's one of the most well-known craft breweries in the country. It's based in Vermont.
Yes.
In a speech, he criticized that kind of wine-centric definition of terroir. He said that that's not what beer is about. It's about great people, great technique, great ingredients. And he read the French definition of terroir, and he said, I'm pretty sure that translates into terroir is dirt. That was his criticism. So how do you respond to that?
I think in some sense I can agree, because the beer industry is so different, not to defame the wine industry, but much less pretentious. The people are so fantastic. If you ever want to learn a new process, you literally call your competitors and ask them how they do it, and they'll tell you. But he said ingredients, and this is about ingredients. And terroir, we're using that as a way of explaining this story. As I talk to people and people are asking me questions and I visit my family and they get excited about these stories, people don't understand what it is we're changing. And terroir is a word they know and a word that helps explain the story. Maybe in 50 years, maybe we'll invent a new word that means terroir, but for beer. A little bit less pretentious, a little bit more fun maybe, but it's right now we have to tell this story so people understand what we're trying to do.
I'm talking with Drew Gillespie, and he's the Vice President of Operations at Pike Brewing Company. And we're talking about something that Drew and the other folks at Pike Brewing are attempting to do with beer, and that's create a sense of place, create terroir, which is usually something used to describe wine and where it comes from and why it tastes the way it does. So you use grapes to make wine. What's the grape of beer making?
That's malt, malted barley specifically. So malt is to beer what grapes are to wine. Okay. We like to say that malt is the soul of the beer.
So if I have really good malt, why does it matter where it comes from?
Just like any ingredient, whether it's tomatoes at a farmer's market, you want the best quality, the most flavor, and that's what we haven't had access to. We've had a very monochromatic commodity barley crop. So that same level of variation can exist within barley. Doesn't currently, but we're on that track in the Skagit Valley with WSU's Bread Lab, Skagit Valley Malting, which is the company that's malting it. All these things are allowing us to find those heirloom tomatoes of barley or the varietal wines, the Pinot Noirs of the grape world. We want to do that for barley.
So what do you want beer drinkers to get out of this experience? Assuming the beer is going to taste good, right? Assuming the beer is quality.
We're really happy about that.
Yes.
Delicious beer. We didn't know.
So good.
The first time we were like, okay, hopefully it's really good. And we got to taste it. And we're like, oh, thank heavens, it's a delicious beer. That did help, yes.
I'm really glad to hear that as someone who enjoys beer. Like, it's going to be delicious. But what do you want me to get from drinking this beer, aside from the fact that it's going to taste good?
It's really about the concept and trying to tell the story. So this grain is Pike Locale, which is our series. Skagit Valley is the region, so much like a wine label where you identify the region. And Alba is the grain variety. Currently, no one talks about the grain variety. So we really want people to understand that maybe someday you'll order an Alba IPA or a Copeland Golden Ale, where you'll start connecting the name of the grain with the product as well. To me, this is the beginning of a giant path, and 10 years from now, we can look back and say, oh yeah, of course every brewery has a varietal line. That's just what you do when you're a brewery. But now is the start of that path, and that's what really makes us excited.
What do you think this is going to mean for Washington State's beer industry?
It could mean something really special. We really think that the Skagit Valley is producing, or will produce even, some of the world's best barley. We already have the world's best hops. This might make Washington State the world capital of terroir beer or varietal beer. it might become the place to be for these styles. It's already a leader in the craft brewing industry, and we think that this could position Washington State to be the leader among leaders.
Why are you so excited about this project? I mean, you're basically jumping out of your seat as you're describing it. Why are you so excited about this idea of sourcing local ingredients to be able to make this varietal beer, to have a beer-centric definition of terroir? Why does this excite you so much?
I think it's part of who I am and what my career has been is this local movement, trying to really embrace local and sustainable, but not so much as a buzzword. I love the connection to the people, literally having lunch with the farmer and the maltster. It's just such a fun project. I mean, it is Washington. It is Seattle. It is Skagit Valley. I grew up here. I have such a pride of place, and to make a beer that's named after the Skagit Valley and in grain, and it's exciting.
That's Drew Gillespie, Vice President of Operations at Seattle's Pike Brewing Company, speaking with Jeannie Yandel.